صفات الثبوتية are the qualities, also called attributes, that are true for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The opposite of this is صفات السلبية, which are the attributes that are not true for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this lesson, we are going to learn only a few of them. Number 1. Allah is Al-Qadim, which means Allah is eternal. When we say Allah is eternal, we mean He neither had a beginning or a birth, and nor will He ever have an end. Allah says in the Holy Quran, He is the first and the last, the manifest and the hidden, and He has knowledge of all things. 2. Allah is Al-Qadir, which means Allah is the all-powerful, or Allah is omnipotent. Omnipotent is the one who has unlimited power to do anything he wants. Allah says in the Holy Quran, Verily, when he intends a thing, his command is be, and it is. Allah is Al-Alim, which means Allah is all-knowing, or Allah is omniscient. Omniscient is the one who knows everything and nothing remains hidden from him. When we say Allah is Al-Alim, it means nothing can ever remain a secret from Allah, even our deepest thoughts and feelings. Allah is Al-Hayy, which means Allah is ever living. When we say Allah is Al-Hayy, we mean one who never dies. Allah created life and death, so it is not possible for him to be born or to die. In fact, Allah does not even sleep or remain absent for even the blink of an eye or even less. Allah says in the Holy Quran that He who created death and life. It is impossible to fix any limit to Allah's attributes. As for sifat al-salbiyya, they are the attributes that Allah does not have and what we can never say about Allah. Some of them are. Number 1. Shariq. It means Allah has no partner. Allah is one and only one and alone. He does not have and does not need a partner, a spouse, a child, or anyone. He is the only creator, and everyone and everything else is His creation. Indeed, associating partners to Him is of great injustice. 2. Murakkab. It means Allah is not made up of anything. Everything is made up of something except for Allah. For example, we are made up of flesh and bones and blood, and so on. A car is made up of metal and plastic and rubber and so on. Allah is not made up of anything. Makan. It means Allah is not in any fixed place or location. Makan is not an attribute of Allah because He has no physical body that can be at one fixed place. Allah does not reside in any place. He is everywhere. Even when we say the Kaaba is the house of Allah, we mean it is a special house that Allah has blessed, and it is a place where Allah wants people to visit during Hajj and to face it during Salah. But Allah does not live in the Kaaba. He is not up in the heavens or down below the earth. Allah is everywhere because His power and knowledge is apparent everywhere. Mahal al-Hawadith means Allah is not subject to change. For example, Allah does not become old or young as in human beings and so on.